Welcome. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Motivational Minute with the Gentleman's Talk. I've got an interesting story here, something that you can all relate to, and something I pretty much guarantee you'll know when I start talking, and you may have even heard about the story, but it's the moral of the story that gives this the gravitas and the basis for me discovering it and talking to you about it. So, in the 1940s, there was a man who at the age of 65 was living off of $99 social security checks in a small house with a beat-up car. He decided it was time to make a change. He thought about what he had to offer that other people may benefit from. His mind went to his fried chicken recipe, which his friends and family loved. He left his home in the state of Kentucky and travelled throughout the country trying to sell his recipe to restaurants. He even offered the recipe for free, asking but only for a small chunk of the money that was earned. However, most of the restaurants declined his offer. In fact, 1,009 restaurants said no. But even after all of the rejections, he persisted. He believed in himself, and he believed in his chicken recipe. When he visited restaurant 1010, he got a yes. His name, Colonel Hartland Sanders. Now, the moral of this story is the bit that resonates for me, and I think that we can take quite a bit from this. And there's a few lessons that we can take away. First, it's never too late in life to find success. In society that often celebrates young, successful people, it's easy to start to think you're never going to be successful until, or after, say, a certain age. However, Colonel Sanders is an example that proves that argument is wrong. The story also demonstrates the power of persistence. You have to have the confidence in yourself and believe in your work for other people to believe it also. Disregard anyone who tells you no and simply just move on. That is the bit that resonates with me. Just move on. Don't accept the first no and think that that's where we stop. Find the yes and believe in yourself.